Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 30th day of Sivan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tavshin Pedalot. Masechta Gittin, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Beis. As a background, three halachas to understand this Mishnah. One is, when a person gives a get to his wife, he has to give it as a get. If he gives it and pretends it's something else, it's not a get. Number two, the husband has to give the get to the wife, not that the wife takes it by herself. And therefore, if the get's lying on the ground, for example, or even on the husband's body, and he says, take your get, it's not a get. It won't be effective. And the third halacha is that the get has to reach the property of the wife. It has to be in a place which is protected and with her knowledge, with her around. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. Omar lo, if the husband says to the wife when he gives her the get, Kinsi shtarchov zeh, here, take this IOU, this shtarchov, this loan document into your house. So he calls it a loan document instead of a get. Oisha mutza'ata macharev, or she finds the get behind the husband the Gemara explains that the get was on his back and he moved towards her so that she could get it. So that he did some sort of a giving to her by moving his body. The problem was that she didn't know it was a get. Kora, she takes it, reads it, Baria Gita, and all of a sudden she sees it's a get. Says the Mishnah, ain't a get. The get is not effective, she's not divorced. Because he did not say the words, Ad Shayom Allah, until he says, hey Gitech, this is your get. But if he did say, this is your get, even after the get came to her hand, it would be effective. He wouldn't have to take it away from her and then re-give it to her. He wouldn't have to do that. That's how Rebbe learns in the Gemara. That's good enough. If, however, the get was on the ground and he made no effort to give it to her, or was on his body, but he didn't turn any way at all that she should take it, even if he said to her, take your get, that's not a get, because that's missing the condition of giving her the get. Nosan biyada. What happens if the husband gave the get to her hand? Buhi yishena, but she was sleeping at the time. That's not called mishtamer. It's not called protected. Ne oira, if she wakes up afterwards, kora, she reads it, barigita, she sees, oh, I've got to get my hand. That's no good. Ain't no get. Again, ad she yomala, until he says, hey gitech, this is your get. And here too, if he does say this is your get, even after she wakes up and she sees it's in her hand, it's good enough. He doesn't have to take it away from her and re-give it to her. He doesn't have to do that. But if he doesn't say, hey, gitech, it's not going to be good. It won't be a get. Hoysa omedes b'shusarabim. She's standing in a public domain or any property that's not doesn't belong to either of them. Uzrakala, and he throws her the get. Korivla, if it's closer to, it's within her forearmus. The forearmus of a person, 4 cubits of a person, a koina, will acquire anything in that space. And even if the get actually falls a bit further outside the forearmus, but she's able to get it and protect it and he can't. For example, he threw it over a river and now there's a river separating him and the get. Either of these cases, megarashis, it's an effective get. The Chachomi made a takana, it'll be a get in such a case, and they did it takana sagunai, so they didn't want people to be in a state that they're left anchored without any get. But korev loy, if the get was thrown, but it's closer to him, even after throwing it, it landed closer to him, or as we said before, he can guard it, but she can't, enim agrashis. Then she's not divorced, because the get was not in her rishus. Mechzel, mechzel, what happens if it's half-half? The get fell in a place where both of them could get hold of it or protect it, or a place where both of them couldn't. Then, shmagereshes ve'eno magereshes. She's a suffolk. It's a suffolk of it being divorced or not, and therefore a suffolk eshesish. A suffolk if she's a married woman still. She'll need a proper get then to get her out of that predicament. Mishnah Gimel. V'chein le'inin kiddushin. And a similar halacha will be as far as Kiddushin is concerned, that if she's standing in a Rishus HaRabim and he threw her the money to Mekadesh her, to get her to be his wife, if it's closer to her, she's Mekadesh, closer to him, she's not Mekadesh. It's half-half, she'll be a Sofik Eshesish. And how do we know that Kiddushin follows the same principles as Gerushin as a get, that's because the Torah compares the two. In Devarim, it says, the book of Devarim, V'yotza mi beisai v'holcha v'hoisa li shachar. And she goes out of his house, and she goes and gets married to another man. The Gemara learns, Makish Havia li yitzia. The Gemara says that the Torah compares Havia, that's Kiddushin, Hoisa, to another man, to yitzia, to divorce, to leaving. And just like the divorce, those laws apply, so too in the case of Kiddushin. V'chein l'inin achoiv, and the same thing as far as a debt is concerned, or payment of a debt. Omeloi balchoiva, if a creditor says to his debtor, to the person who owes the money, Zroik l'choivi, throw me my debt. The malva is standing in the shusarabim, and he says to the loiva to throw him the money that he is obligated to pay him. Uzrakila, and he throws it to him. And then, we're talking about a case where the money gets lost. The money that he threw him got lost. If the money is fell, korev la malva, close to the malva, close to the lender, for example, they fell within four amas, or even outside the four amas, but he's able to guard it, and the loiva, the borrower, cannot, as we said before in the case of the get, once again, zocha haloiva, we say the loiva has been zocha. We say that he's paid the debt. He's considered as paid the debt because it ended up closer to the malva, the cash. But korev lava loiva, if it was still close to the borrower, which was the borrower, it's more in the borrower's territory to guard it, but not the malva, not the lender, haloiva chayev. The borrower will be chayv to pay, and if anything happens to that money, the debt's not paid yet. Mechza, one of it's half-half. It's in a place where either borrower and lender can both get it, or they both can't. Shnem yachlok, then they have to divide it equally. Now, in other words, the loiva will only be chayv to pay half of it. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a case where the malva, the lender, told the borrower, throw me the cash, pay me the debt like a get. And he said, "Betrayer's gittin." In other words, he's giving the status, or he's giving the same laws which apply to gittin. He's applying it to his loan repayment. Well, if he did that, that's exactly what the halacha is. Then we follow the principles of a get. If it's closer to him, it's paid. If it's not closer to the borrower, then it's not paid. But what would happen if he didn't add the words, "Pay me or throw me the money," as a get? He didn't say that. He just said, "Pay me my debt." Then even if it's close to the malva, the borrower has not paid his debt yet. Because we say that, and if the money got lost or someone stole the money, the borrower will still have to pay. Why? Because what the lender meant by saying these words, throw me my debt, he meant throw it to me so I can keep it, so I've got it in my hot hand. If, however, the malva, the lender, said to the loiva, throw me the money, throw me the payment, vihi poter, and you'll be exempt, then it's the other extreme. Then even if the money is closer to the borrower, we'll say the borrower is exempt from paying. If anything happens to the monies, it's not his problem and not the borrower's problem. It's considered the debt's paid. Hoysa omedes al rosh hagak. What happens if they're now turning back to the laws of a gittin? She's standing on the top of a roof. Uzrakela, and it's her roof. It's her property. She owns that area. Uzrakela, and he throws the get to her. Kevin she gear lavir hagag, as soon as the get reaches in the airspace of the roof, i.e. it's now less than three handbreadths from the bottom of the roof, right, less than 24 centimeters from the floor of the roof, then we say anything under three tvachim is considered lavir, is considered as if it's touching the roof, and therefore harizumakarashis, we say she will be divorced. That is a proper get. And even if the get, something happens to it later on, it gets burnt or something, doesn't matter. The get was in her resource. It reached her territory, and that's fine. What about the other way around? Hu milamayla, what happens if the husband owns the roof area? Behi milamata, she's down below, she owns the chotzer. Hazrakullah, and the husband throws the get from the roof into her chotzer. Kevan sheyotza mershus hagag, as soon as the get leaves the dominion, the territory of the roof, and enters the reshus of the chotzer, then even nimchak, even if the gets dissolved in the water of the chotzer, or nisraf, or gets burnt in a fire that broke out in the chotzer, has a megreshus. Either way, she is considered divorced because the get was in her reshus before it got dissolved or before it got burnt. But what's important here is that the fire only happened after it was thrown. If there was a fire in the chotzer before the husband threw it to her. And he threw it straight and it went, and he went and it came into the chotzer, but it ended up in the fire after. We say she's not mugarashis. Why? Because we say it's as if he threw it directly into the sreifa, and therefore she will not be divorced. This is how most Mefarshim learn the Mishnah, that the statement nimchak or nisraf, if it gets dissolved or it gets burnt, applies to both the case of when he's standing on the roof and it's his roof, or when she's standing on the roof and it's her roof. In either way, the Rambam learns differently. He paskins differently, and he learns that it only refers to the sefer when it says it got dissolved or it got burnt, only in the case where it was. Where he was on top of the roof and it was his roof, and she was down below, but not in the first case. Mefarshim have a difficulty explaining the shit of the Rambam, but the Rambam learns differently. Most Mefarshim, as we said, learn that it goes on both cases. Nimchak or nisraf, that the get became burnt or dissolved. Either way, whether it got dissolved in water in the chotzer or burnt in the chotzer, or whether it happened up on the roof when it was in the case she under it.